Haynes Clinkett master carver Wayne Price is well known for his art in Alaska. He's carved close to 40 totems that stand throughout Southeast. But until recently, none of Price's totems stood in Haynes, where he lives. Art created for the local veterans' village changes that. The Chilkat dancers of Klukwan and the Deshu dancers sing, dance, and drum as they make their way toward a towering structure, two healing totem poles and a screen. They enter to a song Price calls Knocking at the Door. A big crowd turned out to watch Price reveal his latest piece of art. A mix of locals and veterans in town for the Alaska American Legion Convention gathered outside a veterans housing complex in Haynes.
I've been an artist and carver for 45 years, and I want to tell you the story of what this screen means.
Price stood in front of the piece, speaking to the crowd of onlookers. A tarp covering is pulled off. The 12-foot-tall healing totems and 8-foot screen tower over Price. He said he worked with veterans in nearby Klukwan to come up with the design.
Artistic interpretation of warrior spirit screen with raven dog salmon and eagle wolf totem poles for the Sobolov McRae Veterans Village and Wellness Center.
The Haynes Assisted Living Board commissioned the piece for the Veterans Village and Wellness Center. The village is named after Walter Sobolov and Howard McRae. Price says their clans are represented in the art. Raven Dog Salmon is the clan of Sobolov. Eagle Wolf is the clan of McRae. Price walked through the meaning of the screen, starting right in the middle.
The warrior spirit is in the center. Honors our men and women who have served the United States of America in the military, with eyes focused on all veterans, including U.S. prisoners of war, those missing in action, and those who have sacrificed their life for freedom.
He said that is where a healing spirit sits,
radiating healing energies from its hands, heart, and mind to the human heart and minds of all veterans.
Price moved on to the second circle.
The second holding circle is raven and eagle. In the Tlingit tradition, they represent the balance of the people. They hold the eye of the ancestors watching over us. They are the communities that the veterans come from and sacrifice for.
And finally,
the outer circle is a traditional native sacred circle of red, yellow, black, and white. It represents the medicine wheel in the four directions.
Price turned over ownership of the work in a customary carver's dance. He danced to the Mandarin song, holding the traditional hatchet-like tool he used to carve the screen and totems.
I'm going to dance with this adze, and at the completion of this song, I release title, and from that moment on, it belongs to all of you. It's true.
Ted Hart danced and sang throughout the ceremony.
All people, black, white, red, and yellow, all serve the same. Thank you for helping. We are grateful for you. I hope these poles and screen bring peace and harmony to our vets, just as they will bring balance to our community.
American Legion National Commander Charles Schmidt thanked Price and the Haynes community.
This is a beautiful sign and a reminder of what takes place on these grounds here. The wellness facility to honor veterans. Veterans that have served this country. And we will never forget their service and their sacrifice.
Haynes veteran Jim Shook says Price's work is meaningful to local veterans.
You know, Haynes has the highest per capita number of veterans in the state. And this is quite an honor, as many of the veterans are of Tlingit origin.
Price says there is a lot of emotion in moving on from a major piece of work like this one. But outside the Veterans Village, for the first time, his healing artwork is not too far from his home in Haynes. In Haynes, I'm Abby Collins.